Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia, along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, taking you till 8 o'clock tonight. Christian Garrick's a little under the weather today, so we hope he gets well soon. Bob, tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, they, special.
You know, the one thing with the NFL, they try to make these games relevant so those peeping eyes can watch. I know I think the most watched Thanksgiving game was Cowboys-Raiders from a few years back. I think that's the most watched Thanksgiving Day
game. Well, think about this. Cowgirls and the Giants, New York, I think there's going to be a lot of eyes. I'm like, we all know Detroit always plays the first game. And I'm kind of intrigued with Detroit because as of late, they've played well.
They play hard, and the line. And they got a champ.
So yeah, yeah, not, yeah.
Well, hasn't been crowned champ, but they're one of the contenders to be the champ in Buffalo.
Well, you know what's crazy? The NFL said, why don't we take advantage of the whole day and night? Because not just Detroit and Dallas, now they go into the night. Because I remember, now this is old school, on Thursday night it used to be Texas A&M and Texas.
Now it's Ole Miss, Mississippi State.
Yeah, but then they also have an NFL game.
Yep.
So you got competition. But
so that's why I got three TVs in my.
Oh yeah, you got to watch it all. You got to watch it all. But Mike, I think this is awesome. You want to talk about who hit the lottery, as far as on the field, off the field, but John Madden. Okay, look at the video game, Mike. Well, what is it called?
Madden.
I mean, what? Mike, his offspring, I don't know what kind of contract they have, but you're talking about.
They set up for a number of years.
Oh, no, to say the least. Now, I thought this is good because we all appreciate football on Thanksgiving. You know, whether you like football or not, it could be on a TV and then you eat and you watch. And it's just a tradition that I think more than any other day, you can hate football. But football's on whether you like it or not because it's Thanksgiving. Now, the reason why I bring this up, the NFL is going to honor John Madden on Thanksgiving broadcast going forward, which I think is the right thing to do. They're going to, from awarding a victory turkey leg, remember when it all started,
who played good enough? With the turducken
New Orleans. Yeah. Yes, from awarding a victory turkey leg to star players being the voice on the NFL's biggest Thanksgiving Day games for years. John Madden was synonymous with the holiday he so adored. Because turducken,
yep,
that's the Louisiana connection, turkey legs, it's all about John Madden. And John Madden looks like he liked, to eat all the stuffings and all that and have a good time. Because that was part of football and Thanksgiving. You're feasting. And you want to be a part of it. Now, the NFL is making that a lasting tribute. It's not going to be just this Thanksgiving tomorrow, but it's just going to be continuous. Mike, we're going to be, hopefully we live a long time, but they're going to still be talking about this in 2050. It's going to be a continuous process from going forward now. The NFL is making that a lasting tribute to John Madden by honoring the late broadcaster by launching the John Madden Thanksgiving celebration to begin on the first Thanksgiving following his death last December. He just passed away last December. So now they're doing this going forward, And you get the bottom line is Thanksgiving, John Madden, Thanksgiving. It's all the same thing. The league plans for the Thanksgiving tribute to Madden to be an annual event starting November the 24th, when there will be a special segment on all three broadcasts. Ooh, that's a lot of power. Mike, all three, not one, they all jumping on this bandwagon. A special segment in all three broadcasts by CBS, Fox, and NBC dedicated to Madden. We all know the lineup, Buffalo at Detroit, the early game on CBS, the Giants at Dallas on Fox, and then at night, the Patriots at Minnesota on NBC. So, Mike, they're all going to pay tribute to John Madden. No, that'll last. If you follow football in a professional football, that's going to last like forever. I mean, even your grandkids, I'll say, this John Madden, the man, they wouldn't even know that he coached the Raiders.
When John first got into broadcasting, and man, he had really made it big, Duty Summer Shows and Tombstone Jackson actually was the guy that set this up. For Diliberto and I, we did a show and John came on. So, you know, John's telling him, you know, some of the different things I've done in life. And it's none of them sort of, the paths never really crossed. I mean, it's all, the roads all lead different right. ways. And his deal is, I'm a broadcaster today. I'm the only head coach that never had a radio or television show.
Whoa. Think about that.
Never had one. With the Raiders. He said, I never did. So he said, when Terry O'Neill, and Terry was a former executive with the Saints, but he was also a TV executive, called him and said, hey, listen, John, we think you'd be great on air. And he said, to do what? He said, no, to call games. Man, he said, I thought Terry was crazy. Man, you know, he said, I never did anything like that. He said, they teamed me up with different people. And he said, to think about where it's taken me now. So he said, all these mass communications people want me to go there and talk to them and tell them how it's done. What the hell am I going to tell them?
I'm just being the common man. I'm being the real human. Him and Pat Summerall, come on.
And so he said, you know, what am I going to tell somebody who spent time in school?
Journalism.
He said, I was no journalist.
I'm a journalist.
I was a commentator.
What are you talking about? I graduated from Syracuse. I graduated from Northwestern. I mean, you know, in Chicago.
So it goes to show you, John just had to touch for it. He was just marvelous with it. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 right after this break.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dottiglio along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, the 49ers reporter for the Mercury News, Cam Inman. Cam, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thanks for having me. I'm doing what most Americans are doing right now, and I'm driving in traffic on a Thanksgiving Eve.
Listen, we had Jeff Perlman on. He was driving in traffic. His phone went out, and so everybody's sort of in the same boat. Cam, man, the 49ers look healthy now, and when I was doing this schedule, wins and losses before the season, I put this next to the 49ers that this would be a loss for the Saints. And I said, maybe the toughest game they play all year, the most difficult for the Saints. Man, the 49ers are rolling now and getting back Elijah Mitchell back in the lineup at running back, McCaffrey being inserted after the trade, and you got Deebo healthy. Defensively, you got things rolling on that side of the football too. Man, down the stretch, if they can stay healthy, they're going to be a really difficult out for whoever has to play them.
Well, yeah, absolutely. I mean, right now, they are playing the best football they played all season. They won 3 in a row, but here's kind of how I'll twist it for you guys is they're coming off. I mean, this is like really it could be an emotional letdown game for them because – they spent all last week in Colorado doing altitude training in chilly weather. It was snowing, 20 degrees, 0 degree wind chill, whatever. Then they got to fly to Mexico, play a game at night on a Monday night. So now they're at a short week. And the reason I'm driving home right now is because they held a twilight practice that put them inside their stadium for the first time this season to be under the light. So they're easing into this week and trying to recover their bodies from that jet lag, from the travel, and then just having played, you know, they had a short week going up against the Saints. So as great as they're playing, they're aware of the danger of, like, kind of emotionally being exhausted from this past week. I know I am, so, I mean, I'm sure their bodies are.
Come on, Cam. Don't be soft. They're pros. I ain't buying it. I think the 49ers are amongst the best right now in the NFC.
Yeah. They are.
You know, when I mean, I look at, like, everybody wants to toot Dallas's horn or the Eagles or the Vikings. I don't know, the postseason, I think Las Vegas loves the 49ers, and you add Christian McCaffrey. And I want you to comment on that because I'm looking at Elijah Mitchell. And you got Christian McCaffrey, Deebo Samuel. I'm looking at McCaffrey having 106 yards. And you might say, well, no, it's not just rushing. It's like also pass receiving running back. So if he hits that century mark, boy, that's really keeping defenses off balance. And that's Jimmy Garoppolo's best friend. And then you look at now, I mean, come on, he's healthy. George Kittle. I mean, everyone talks about Kelsey. I don't know. I think George Kittle's as much a stud as Kelsey.
Yeah, I mean, right now, they really do have a star-studded lineup. And you're right, they should be viewed as the NFC's probably favorite. I mean, because they've been to the NFC Championship two of the last 3 years, right? So they have the experience and know what it's going to take in November, December, and I guess early January this season to get going into the playoffs. But right now, they are healthy. And like you said, I mean, the last three games they've all won. They've had, like, no injuries in these games, allegedly. That's what they're saying. But they've had almost everybody available. And that offensive unit, like, you know, McCaffrey's addition a month ago in that trade from Carolina has just brought the offense up to a whole nother level because it's not reliant on him. But by bringing him into the mix, defenses have to account for the extra guy now. Although, like you said, your guy Elijah Mitchell out of Louisiana, he missed 2 months with a knee sprain from the opener. He comes back. And now he's a perfect complement to McCaffrey where they can split carries in the backfield. But the way they've kind of done it in the last two games, one will get more carries in the first half and the other gets more carries in the second half. But McCaffrey's still getting his touches, like you said, because they're throwing the ball to him. He caught all seven of his targets last game. And it's just that helps free up Deebo Samuel in space. Brandon Ayuk is having a career year as their, I guess, wide receiver 1A. And then Kittle's got four touchdown catches in the last four games, which makes George Kittle very happy. And then you finally get to Jimmy Garoppolo. Without even talking about how great the line's playing with Trent Williams and the fullback with Kyle Juszczyk. But Garoppolo, the guy nobody wanted 8 months ago because he had shoulder surgery, he's playing the best ball of his career. He's playing looser. He's making off-schedule plays. He's happy. Everybody loves him on this team. Talk about a Thanksgiving treat. I mean, they are very thankful they kept Jimmy Garoppolo around this season.
You know, Cam, when I look at this, though, to me, and I'm trying to tell Saints fans, that we need our defense, obviously, to play outstanding. Now, they have not lived up to expectations compared to what they've did, what they accomplished previous season, especially against the run. But to me, the challenge is going to be the Saints offense against that 49ers defense. Is the 49ers defense getting enough recognition? Because the reason why I bring that up is like, okay, you look throughout the season and what have you done for me lately. I was looking at the 49ers. They don't even give up 200 yards average of passing per game. And then, I throw in there, okay, sack leaders. The Saints are getting it done, but is it meaningful sacks as far as what's on the line? But the 49ers also get after the opposing quarterback. So talk about a little bit about where the 49ers are at defensively, like with Fred Warner and Bosa and all that. I'll tell you, that's a lot of times don't get enough respect and how kick-ass they could be considering, what is Garoppolo going to do? What is Garoppolo going to do? I'm telling you.
And the depth they have on defense, that's what's unusual.
Right, he just needs to do his job. You don't have to be a miracle maker because I think the 49ers defense is playing at a high level.
You know how many points the 49ers defense allowed after halftime last game? Zero. The game before it, zero. The game before it, zero.
Oh, three
games in a row of second-half shutouts.
Whoa.
Okay. Now, here's the deal. Nick Bosa, I've covered this team for 23 years. He is one of the best defenders, one of the best pro football players I've ever covered. He's got 10.5 sacks. He's got a million pressures and hurries and hits. He doesn't get enough recognition. He really should be in that Defensive Player of the Year. I know everybody's around Micah Parsons, but the Niners beat him pretty good in the playoffs last year, so I reserve judgment on him. I know Parsons is playing great under Dan Quinn in Dallas, but Bosa, having him on that defense, it makes them elite. But they do have elite guys at every level. Fred Warner's back to playing All-Pro Fred at middle linebacker. In the defensive backfield, Talanoa Hufanga, this guy's like a sixth-round or fifth-round pick last year at SC. He has four interceptions, but he's really he's having a great season. Jimmy Ward is usually their free safety. He's filling in at nickel and doing really well. He got a pick last game. And then they brought in Charvarius Ward, a corner from the Chiefs. And this guy's got swagger, and he's got great ability around him. So every level of this defense is playing well. And I'll tell you what, it all starts on the defensive front with the Niners. And they have been doing really well, even though they're missing three defensive line starters, Eric Armstead, Javon Kinlaw, and Samson Ebukam. These guys aren't playing because they're injured. They're not going to play this week. Ebukam might, but they have, like you said, they got depth. And Charles Omenihu, a guy out of Houston, he's come on strong. And they just know how to maximize their talent defensively. D'Amico Ryans, second-year defensive coordinator, he's going to be a head coach probably about 2 months somewhere.
No question.
Somewhere. I mean, if he's a head coach in New Orleans, everybody should rejoice because this guy knows football. He's got a great positive attitude. When we were in Colorado last week, he said his motto is "No energy vampires allowed." I loved it.
That's pretty good.
But Cam, when you look at, okay, what is the 49ers fan base? Because they could be a little spoiled. You look at the history when you're going back to Joe Montana and Steve Young and Bill Walsh and all that. So how do they view Kyle Shanahan? They look like, he's done pretty good, but we want him to do better. He's been inconsistent or what? Or do they view him as an underachiever or what?
depends on the day of the week. Right now, after winning three games in a row, they like him again. Go back about 4 weeks ago after they got their butts kicked by the Chiefs, and they'd be saying, hey, where's our Super Bowl? Even the Saints have a Super Bowl win since our last one. You know, the Niners have not won a Super Bowl since the 94 season. They're in a big drought. Now, they've gone to a couple. They've gone to, like, two of the last three NFC Championship games with Shanahan. They blow fourth-quarter leads, and this year there's a little bit more to it. You know, he comes under fire because sometimes they'll say, oh, he's being too conservative, but he's got all the pieces in place right now, right now. That doesn't mean in 2 months he will, because guys are going to get hurt, so there's going to be more adversity. And so the jury's going to stay out on him until he delivers them a Lombardi trophy. Not on the hot seat. And then, you know, they have the big quarterback switch going to Trey Lance this year. And he broke his ankle in the home opener in week two. So that put Garoppolo back in the fold. And Garoppolo's kind of taking this winging it, I don't give an S attitude. And he's thriving. And so Shanahan's thriving. And they're not committing turnovers. And that makes Shanahan look good so he can dial up more plays.
I think about this, Cam, that I did a deal with Greg Cosell, and we were talking about trades of significance.
Yeah.
And one of them has to be over the last 10 years. Trent Williams going from Washington to San Francisco. Yeah. Everybody, Trent Williams is an old pops in this business. All I know is, man, Trent Williams, he might be a pops, but try to beat that pops. I mean, he is really, really good at that left tackle position. And Bobby and I both grew up on the Bayou, so I got to ask you this question because a couple of people have asked me about the progress of Tay Martin. Tay was a guy that went to Ellender High School out in Houma. And I always tell him about this. He's the first man that ever left the Bayou to go to Washington State. That was his first destination, and then he ends up at Oklahoma State, put up some great numbers there, and I know he got signed as an undrafted free agent, but a little bit about Trent and the progress of Tay Martin.
Well, Trent is, like you said, he was under the radar because he was in Washington in a terrible franchise for a decade, and he had health issues there, and he got caught up in a lot of the problems that was in Washington. So he comes over, and you know, it took him until last year to win All-Pro. And
that's unbelievable.
He's got all the Pro Bowl stuff, so everybody around the league knows he's good. But he is so darn athletic and strong. And he got pissed off last week because a bunch of social media bandits were saying that he was tipping plays by his stance. And if that's the case and he's doing that well, he can keep on tipping them because nobody was able to go up against Trent Williams. And he came out that game. And did I lose you? Hold on 1 second.
No, we still
got
you. Cam.
Yeah, we still got
you. You break it up, we can still got you. So, did we lose Cam?
Okay, we're going to go to break. Cam sort of broke up, and so we want to thank Cam for coming on with us. But, man, Bob, it goes down. You look at one of the top trades over the last 10 years, they didn't give up a heck of a lot for Trent Williams. And you can say he's one of the top three tackles in this game. And he ain't a youngster no more.
I can tell you, Mike, this is what I think, my observation, is that you can't pay everybody, but you have to pick and choose when you're going to pay him. He's on the level of Teron Armstead.
No question.
No, you look like, the Redskins. I still call them the Redskins. Washington, they don't want to pay him whatever, and he's a 12-year veteran, and he goes to San Francisco. Well, I mean, listen, Trent Williams and Teron Armstead, they both studs. I mean, so it's like, I don't know whether they could stay healthy or whether you want to pay them or not. But as far as like challenging, can they play or not? What are
you challenging the wrong dude?
Are you like an idiot?
I mean, no, but listen, they got him out there.
No, they can.
It is what it is. But Trent, coming from Washington was a huge play with John Lynch.
And you know, Mike, as we go into the break, you know where I think they got it right too, because a lot of times you challenge like Deebo Samuel. You know, remember that were we going to pay him or not pay him? But, Mike, how do you classify him? I almost wanted to ask Cam that. How do you classify? Because, Mike, he's not a receiver. He's not a running back. You talk about hybrid.
He is your modern-day wing back. you and I grew up and saw when they played that wing back. You were part receiver, part running back.
So, Mike, when you look at receiving and rushing, you're almost disappointed if he doesn't have 1,500 yards. I'm just telling you.
Mike. He's an unusual athlete that could do all that. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 right after this break.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. Gary Smith, Julian Ryder for The Advocate, Times-Picayune. Gary, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. And, man, what a wild ride for the Green Wave and Willie Fritz. And then to finish the regular season, you get ABC, 11 o'clock. And this ain't a regular Friday. This is the Black Friday where a lot of people don't have to go to work. They're going to have a lot of people and eyes watching that game going up against Cincinnati and sort of a primetime outlet for the Green Wave. That don't happen a lot. Even if you play on ESPN at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, this is regular television. This is ABC.
Yeah, this is not cable. This is old school.
It's not cable TV.
You can have an antenna and you get this game.
Yeah, no, I mean it's the biggest game of the century for Tulane, and that's not even debatable. If Tulane wins, they host the American Athletic Conference championship game. They've never really even sniffed an appearance in the championship game since they joined the league. If Tulane loses, they're almost certainly out of the conference championship game entirely. UCF will get that second spot, so the stakes couldn't be higher. Tulane going to Nippert Stadium in Cincinnati against the two-time defending champions who are leaving for the Big 12 next year with a huge chance to make a statement, a nice parting gift for Cincinnati, because if Tulane wins that game Friday, Cincinnati will not be in the conference championship game, and a holdover team will. It's just a massive, massive game for the Wave.
Gary, to think about the fact that, you know, Cincinnati – they're sort of built like a Big Ten team, to be honest with you. Big up front, and they got speed people now out on the edges. I just watched Sauce Gardner with the Jets now. Man, what? He's a tilt-the-field type defender.
But, and, Mike, along those lines, look at all the guys that went to the NFL. But, Gary and Mike, you know what surprised me? You know, you always want to take care of home field. How many games? They won like 30-some games in a row at home?
32.
No, they take care of business at home.
32. However, 32. They lost 9 players to the NFL last year, and Cincinnati ain't Alabama. They're not as good this year. They're still good. They're still talented. They've led the conference in the recruiting rankings 3 straight years going to this year. So no one's questioning their talent level on the field and their speed.
They're just not as good as a year ago.
They're just not. They almost, 2 of their last 3 home games, they had to rally in the fourth quarter to beat South Florida. Florida's 1-10. They had to rally in the fourth quarter to beat East Carolina in their last home game. East Carolina, Tulane handled with ease, and East Carolina 6-5. So they've got that winning culture, no doubt about that, that they have, but they're not the same team. And I really do think, and in contrast, Tulane is a team with a bunch of upperclassmen and seniors who've played a ton of football over the years and have been starters. So they actually have the experience. They have the guys, in that sense, Tulane is the better team. And it's interesting, you know, Cincinnati's favored by 2.5 points, and they're the home team. So that tells you right there that the odds makers think this is basically a dead even game in terms of the talent level of the two teams. This is not a game where Tulane's going in. In the last 2 years, Cincinnati was pretty much unbeatable. That is just not the case this year.
So Gary, what is your view and how monumental this could be that you win this game and you're hosting Yeah, we all remember right before the 21st century, Tulane had won 9 games at Conning for the first time since 1998. Would this be like a big feather in their cap? And, and could they build upon this as far as all of a sudden people want to be in that number to support the team going forward in like, you know, the 2023 season, 24, beyond that, simply because what they do under Coach Fritsch right now?
They certainly have that capability. Look, I mean, how massive is this game? If Tulane wins and then wins the conference championship game, they're playing in the Cotton Bowl against maybe Alabama, somebody like that. if they lose, they might be playing in the Birmingham Bowl against South Carolina or something. I mean, it would be huge for the program's just reputation and with recruits and everything else. And look, the conference is going to be watered down next year. UCF is leaving. Cincinnati is leaving. Houston is leaving for the Big 12. I don't see any reason why this Tulane team can't compete for a conference championship the next 2, 3, 4 years with what the conference is going to look like in the future. But it would just be huge for recruiting and everything else, just the entire image of the program, if Tulane can win this game on Friday and get to host the conference championship game next Saturday.
Now, Garrett, I always trust your opinion. You're on top of things. A lot of times the quarterback gets too much of the glory, gets too much of the blame. But
sure.
What about Michael Pratt? I'm looking at all of a sudden, what have you done for me lately? American Athletic Conference Offensive Player of the Year. Mm-hmm. He throws the 3 touchdowns. He runs the 3 touchdowns. What kind of stability does he bring? Now, I was looking at this. I mean, you know, who has accomplished that this year? Jane Daniels from LSU, we know him. Mm-hmm. Oregon's Bo Nix, and then Plumlee from UCF.
Yeah.
Players with 3 passing and rushing touchdowns in the same game this year. So it seems like Michael Pratt – and all his experience, he brings stability to Tulane's team, obviously being the quarterback.
Man, Gary, that touchdown throw in the corner of the end zone, you looked at that and said, that's what an NFL quarterback does.
He's really – look, he's been a great leader since he arrived at Tulane. He has become a great quarterback this year. It's funny. He had a rough second half against Southern Miss when Tulane lost to them early in the season, threw a pick six, sat out the next game against Houston with a shoulder injury. Their backup third-string quarterback, Kai Horton, led him to an overtime. I actually had people telling me that Kai – you know, maybe Kai Horton should be the starter. And, I mean, that's how fans are a lot of times. But since Pratt's come back, he's just been awesome. He's only thrown 4 interceptions all year long, and it's not because he doesn't take chances. And he's also a terrific runner. Like you said, he ran for 3 rushing touchdowns. He's learned that those run pass options and those zone reads, he's really mastered when to hold it, when not to, when to throw, when to tuck it and run. And they don't have any great receivers on the roster, but they've got 7-8 guys with between 19 and 29 catches, so opponents don't know. You know, he literally can throw to the open guy, and opponents don't have any idea who to key on. He's just having a terrific year. And you know, I haven't even gotten to the best player on the team. That's Tajay Spears, the running back.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask about Tajay Spears. I mean, we all know household name.
Yep.
Slidell, Matt Forte, we did with the Bears.
Spears coming from Ponchatoula.
He has some
relatives down on the bayou. Bobby and I both know a cousin of his, Seal. And
seems like he always shows up, Gary.
They got a 3-headed sort of monster there at running back. But Spears, you could tell he's the stud.
Yeah, I've known how good he was from the start when he was being redshirted as a freshman. They had scrimmages in the preseason, 2 separate scrimmages. He had like 80-yard touchdown runs where I was like, "Whoa, who's this guy?" I mean, and since then he's built on. But let me give you this stat: in the month of November, Tajay Spears is averaging 11.7 yards per carry.
Well, give him the damn ball, right?
11, yeah. The only concern is he has injury issues. Obviously, he had the torn ACL 2 years ago. They clearly don't want to overuse him, and he has gotten kind of banged up during games where he's not as effective in the second half. But he's also rushed for 85 or more yards in the first quarter of 3 straight games. He's the tone setter for this team. And the thing is, you'd love to have him do that all game, but this is a team that has a lot of weapons around him. Where they may need him on Friday to do it for 4 quarters, but he's been such an electric spark at the beginning of a game. He's been setting the tone for their success. And if he can stay healthy, this is a guy who's going to have a incredibly successful career in the NFL.
Gary, I'm going to ask you for a prediction. You think Tulane breaks the streak against the Bearcats?
But look, the key is we don't – this is such a big game. We don't know how Tulane's going to react in that situation. Will the moment be too big for them? Will they be too keyed up? Cincinnati's been in a ton of these games. But if you look at the teams, Tulane's margin of victory in conference play is 12 points a game. Cincinnati's is 6.3. Cincinnati struggled to beat SMU. They had to stop a two-point conversion in the final minute to avoid overtime. Tulane beat SMU 59-24 last Thursday. I think right now Tulane is the better football team. We just don't know what will happen in a sold-out stadium in Cincinnati, how they're going to react, but they've reacted well all year long. I don't see any reason why Tulane's going to freeze in the moment. And I think if Tulane does not freeze, they will go to Cincinnati and win this game. I don't think Cincinnati's as good as UCF. That was a tough matchup for Tulane.
That was a real difficult one.
Cincinnati, not as good as UCF, so we'll see what happens.
Well Gary, what is your take on – because I'm a Coach Fritz fan. Who hates Coach Fritz? I mean, I don't know. I mean, he's just a good guy.
Yeah,
I mean, I think they've been patient with him and how he's established the program. I mean, do you think the fan base wants Coach Fritz to work out and this to continue for years to come? My estimation, I think they want it. They want that to happen.
Yeah, no, it's got to be. Yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, he'll be in demand, especially
if
Tulane beats Cincinnati. We will see what the future is with him. Certainly, if that Kansas State job opens, he's from Kansas originally. That would be a thing. But no, I mean, if you're a Tulane fan and you don't have all the respect in the world for Willie Fritz, you don't know what you're doing, because he's done an unbelievable job at a place that's had an incredibly rough history this century, and it took him a while, but he's got this. He's got everything turned around now.
Gary, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. We really appreciate it. And, hey, man, roll wave.
Thanks. Thanks for having me on
the
show.
All right, Gary Smith, who does an unbelievable job covering the Tulane Green Wave for
He does an outstanding job.
Man, he does a fantastic job. And, he tells you a story. And so, man, I love to hear it. We'll be back to finish it off here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. We're finishing up here on Sports Talk on the Big 870. And for Bobby and also Charlie, want to wish everybody a happy and blessed Thanksgiving. And
Mike, can I read a couple of these things?
Give it to us.
Okay, right quick. Okay, who's more of a
mythological legend?
Yeah, that's a big word. Bo Jackson or Chuck Norris? What? Bo Jackson beat the crap out of Chuck Norris. I don't care if he knows all these. Chuck Norris was like, I don't know, like a movie. I mean, I can tell you a Chuck Norris story on another day. About his ex-wife and these twin brothers in Anguilla, okay, in the Caribbean. That's a different story. But then he got also, how about Mike Tyson's versus Bo Jackson in a fight? Who wins? Okay, if it's boxing, I would go with Mike Tyson. If it's a cage match, I would go with Bo Jackson. In other words, I think Bo Jackson could take Mike Tyson in a cage match. Now, if it's boxing, I think Mike Tyson might knock out Bo Jackson.
Oh, he would definitely knock out Bo.
But his hand-to-hand combat, I would go with Bo Jackson over Mike Tyson.
Again, everybody have a happy Thanksgiving. And
Norris, he does Chuck that Norris, workout thing. I mean, Bo Jackson.
But,
and
Chuck's made a nice career out of
it. No, he's made
an unbelievable career out of it, to be honest. And he's had longevity. You've got legs in his business. You do it pretty good. So, Bobby, end it for us tonight.
All right. I'll tell you that Chuck Norris story later. All right. Bon nuit, les gens. Good night, people. Who that? Go Saints, hopefully.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.